Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome not only our listeners, but also the four exciting and dynamic entertainers who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome two young comedians who've shown such outstanding ability, one of them in this particular show, that is Paul Merton, and Julian Clary, who's only played the game once before. And with them, we have two of the oldest players of the game. They've been with it since the show first began, contributed so well. We can't let them go. They are Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud. But would you please welcome all four of them? Sitting beside me is Elaine Wigley with a stopwatch to let me know how the seconds are ticking away, and when 60 seconds have passed, she will blow a whistle to let us know the end of that round. And this particular recording of Just a Minute is coming from the Jersey Arts Centre in St. Helier, the capital of this lovely island, during their magnificent festival. I understand there are more people of wealth who live in Jersey, and yet we've never had such a big queue for the free seats. Let us begin the show this week with Paul Merton, and Paul, the subject apt for Jersey, I'm sure, cows. Can you tell us something about cows in Just a Minute, starting now?
There is no one thing more wonderful than a Jersey cow. Absolutely brilliant animal. It has a head, it has four legs that support the body, a tail at the back, and it's not mad, unlike most of the cows that we have in Great Britain. I've been here for only for a short time. I have seen no cows riding motorbikes. I have not seen a heifer driving a minicab. This is surely concrete proof that these are the sanest cows in the world. Why, the Jersey cow lives on a diet of potatoes.
And Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of Jersey.
Yes, because the cow's on the subject, but well done, well done. You know how to win friends and influence people. Whoever challenges and has a correct challenge gains a point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo, and so he takes over the subject. There are 29 seconds available for cows, starting now.
Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat on the fiddle, the cow jumped
Clement
over
Freud,
the moon.
What's the matter? Challenge, diddle, diddle. As you've played the game so often, Derek, I have to give it against you, but that is the problem of Just a Minute. Clement, a correct challenge, 26 seconds, cows starting now.
It is sort of unusual to be sitting in the Arts Centre at St. Helier on the island of Jersey and talk about cows, which is such a very amenable seaport in White, Hampshire.
Julian Clary challenge.
I thought he was fumbling and hesitating.
I think he was sort of running down a bit. Julian, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'll find a way to give the benefit of the doubt to Clement later. Cows is with you, Julian. 13 seconds, starting now. And Clement Freud challenge.
I'd like the benefit of the doubt.
You very cleverly got it back again, Clement. So a point to Julian, a point to Clement. 12 seconds are left on cows with you, Clement, starting now.
At Portsmouth, you get onto a ferry, and within about 25 minutes, you arrive at cows, where awfully nice people from Avon welcome you and lead you to their chips and butties.
That whistle tells us that 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, so he is in the lead at the end of the first round. Derek, will you take the next round? The subject, farce. Will you tell us something about farce? You're a great exponent of it, I know. Talk on it, please. 60 seconds, starting now.
Farce is a kind of popular comedy which often involves a deal of horseplay and physical humor. If it descends too much in that direction, it becomes burlesque and has no truth, which farce really should have. I suppose the first plays written for farce purely were in France in the 14th and 15th century. This was taken up by the British cathedrals, and it's interesting to know that the first comic character in British history was Mrs. Noel.
Paul challenged.
A repetition of British, I'm afraid.
Yes, and first. And first. So, yes. Mm. So 31 seconds, Paul, a correct challenge. You take over the subject. Farce, starting now.
I believe it is a very difficult art form to write and act and direct, produce that kind of thing. It didn't... Oh.
Clemens, you challenge. Yes.
I got
that
bored.
Sort of thing.
Another point for a correct challenge and 22 seconds left for farce with you, Clemens, starting now.
Farce is what the French call stuffing. You put it inside a chicken or a piece of meat. Onion, shallot, garlic.
Challenge.
Hesitation.
I think he was riding the laugh, but, I mean, it's awfully difficult. I was very harsh with him a little while ago. I don't think I should be so harsh this time. So that's been the benefit of the doubt. 14 seconds, still with you, Clement. Farce, starting now.
Any sort of herb or spice is useful for farce. I would go for...
Julian Clary, challenge.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What does he mean?
It's the stuffing you put into animals when you're cooking them.
Called farce? Mm. Oh, isn't it educational? I want to know more about your lovely
stuffing. So you'd like him to continue. 7 seconds, Clement, on farce, starting now.
The farce is also the name given to a comedy in which people drop their...
And Eric Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of name. Name the French.
Yes, that's right, the name the French give. I'm sorry, Clement, against you on this occasion. 3 seconds, well listened, Eric, farce, starting now.
Cash on Delivery is the latest Cooney farce, which is open to the Whitehall Theatre.
Derek Nimmo with us then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. He's now in second place. Clement Freud is in a strong lead. Julian Clary follows, and it is his turn to begin, and the subject is, Julian, dealing with a crisis. Can you tell us something about that subject in this game starting now?
The best way to deal with a crisis is to ask a policeman. I recently had trouble with my big end on the M25. I simply stuck my arm out and along came a policeman. I said, could you have a look for me?
Derek, here we challenge.
Sorry, repetition of policeman.
Yes.
Well, there were two of them.
Mm. Oh, I see.
47 seconds with you, Derek. Dealing with a crisis.
I was faced with a crisis very early on in life when my Wendy house got a direct hit from an incendiary bomb in 1942. I rushed out and with my sister we grabbed hold of a stirrup pump and a bucket of water and we turned to this little hut which was now in blazing fire and squirted water at it until finally it was extinguished.
Oh, challenge.
There was a hesitation.
There was a That was drama. Very dramatic moment.
That is part.
You've never seen your Wendy house go up in flames. You know what it's like.
That is part of the challenge of just a minute. Yes, you can't pause for drama and you can't pause when you have a laugh because you have to ride your way through it. Paul, I agree with the challenge. 26 seconds. Dealing with a crisis starting now.
So there I was, up to me neck in muck and bullets, when suddenly I realised an earthquake was coming my way. Already the hotel was underwater because it had fallen off the cliff into the sea earlier, which was lucky because it put out the fire that had been going in the foyer. So as the earthquake took hold, suddenly...
Derek, your challenge, please.
Two earthquakes.
Mm. Yes, there were.
Sorry.
9 seconds, Derek. Dealing with a crisis starting now.
I took my granddaughter and grandson out last week for a friend's house for lunch, and a little boy went up to the...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of house.
House.
He had a Wendy house before.
You had a Wendy house. No, it's two words. Two words.
Wendy house is hyphenated.
They'll try anything, weren't they? Clement, I agree with your challenge. 3 seconds are left. Dealing with a crisis, starting now.
The very best way to deal with a crisis is very gently.
Clement, you have got more points for speaking as a whistle. Well, I say a point, but you have more points in the round, and you have increased your lead over Derek Nimmo, who's in second place, and it's also your turn to begin. The subject is crops. 60 seconds. Crops. Clement, starting now.
I would like to begin by speaking about the rotation of crops. but feel that this might be repetitious. And therefore, wheat, maize, rye, fruit, rice. Now, there's very little of the latter crop on these islands because it doesn't rain enough. But if you had such a substance and it came from the paddy fields in the region of St. Clements, I do recommend that you cook it with the utmost care. Begin with butter, margarine or olive oil.
Paul Tallant.
Well, this is a recipe now, isn't it?
Yes. Deviating from crops. 26 seconds for you on crops, Paul, starting now.
Crop circles have made a bit of an impact in the last 5 years in the British countryside. And you see these patterns of in the wheat, which looks like something from outer space has created a marvellous geometric shape. Actually, what it is, it's two old men and a plank and a bit of wood and a cat that doesn't know any better that go out every Saturday night and actually flatten the farmer's field as far as the eye can see.
Yeah. Paul Merton kept going to the Whiswimps. He's still in third place behind Eric Nimmer, who was behind our leader Clement Freud. And if you wonder why the laugh occurred when he first started speaking, then it was because Clement tried to inhibit him by staring down his neck. Paul, it is your turn to begin. The subject is monsters. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I was watching a film on Channel 4 the other night, Son of Frankenstein, made in 1939. A wonderful movie in many ways, and I enjoy watching these theatrical releases from long ago because quite often there's a very funny line which I find amusing but is clearly meant to be dramatic. And in the film I mentioned earlier, the one-armed policeman turns to...
Julian Clary's...
We had two films.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, listen, Julian. Julian, you have a correct challenge, a point, of course. 38 seconds are available on monsters, starting now.
There's some awfully ugly creatures that live deep down in the sea, and if you go out on a boat far off into the horizon and you stick your rod out and reel out the line, who knows what you might pull in? And you'll hold it up to the line and you'll think, oh, well, I don't like the look of that. That's monstrous, you'll say to yourself. So you'll throw it over your shoulder and you'll try again. Maybe next time it won't be quite so monstrous. That's the moral of this.
Derek.
Repetition of monstrous.
Yes. 11 seconds, Derek, on monsters, starting now.
Robert Maxwell, who used to...
challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, for once, he didn't start rapidly. Strange for you, you usually start before I say now. Paul. Correct challenge. Monster, starting now.
If you can remember what I was saying earlier, the policeman then says one does not easily forget an arm torn off by the root hair Frankenstein. To which the doctor then says, more brand.
So Paul Merton with his monsters has moved forward. He's equal with Derek Nimmer in second place, just behind our leader, who's still Clement Freud. Julian follows, and Derek's turn to begin. Derek, a haven. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, that does seem to be a singularly appropriate subject, being in Jersey, which is one of the more attractive havens for financial management in the whole wide world. There are safe places, supposedly like the Cayman Islands, but I would suggest and recommend, indeed...
Julian Charles.
What's the matter?
Were you hesitating and fumbling?
Both my hands are on the table.
So, Julian, what do you think the challenge was?
Hesitate.
You thought he was hesitating?
I thought so, but I might be wrong.
I think you were, actually, yes. Derek, 39 seconds are still available on a haven, starting now.
60 banks exist on this isle. There's a Standard Chartered, Hong Kong and Shanghai, National Westminster, Barclays. What's the matter? Why, they are here.
Clement.
Deviation.
You got off, you know, the banks and so forth. So, Clement, a correct challenge. 27 seconds are available for haven, starting now.
One of the most interesting things about a tax haven is the number of banks which you have to have in order to accommodate those people who use your island for the purpose described. Panama.
Julian Clary, challenge.
He's deviating now. Going on about banks?
Yes, he's talking more about banks than a haven, yes.
Yes.
14 seconds are available. A haven starting now.
The most beautiful haven I've ever been to is the Maldives Islands, where there are no banks whatsoever. It's beautiful.
Derek Nimmer, challenge.
There's a branch of Barclays there.
Well, as I haven't yet been to the Maldives, and I can't vouch for that fact, Julian, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and 7 seconds for Julian Carey to continue on a haven starting now.
There are snowy white beaches and palm trees and the occasional coconut will fall.
Plop. I don't know the challenge.
He's talking about beaches and coconuts, not havens.
I think the picture of beaches with coconuts is a conjures up to my mind a most idyllic. And so, Julian,
Not banks, no. Beaches.
How can a beach be a haven?
Well, to some people, a bank on a beach would be a haven.
I think an escapist attitude is what we're looking for in a haven, and that's what Julian was conveying to my mind. And he's another point, and he has half a second on a haven starting now.
Fifthly.
So Julian's haven kept him going to the whistle when gained an extra point for doing so. He also gained a number of points in the round, and he is now in second place. Only one behind Clement Freud, but it's a very even contest because Derek Nimmo and Paul Merton are only 1 point behind him, equal in third place. And Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, Jersey Lily. 60 seconds starting now.
Jersey Lily was the name by which Mrs. Langtry was known in England, which is quite absurd because she came from Guernsey, which I think everybody knows. Nevertheless, Jersey Lily it was, and Edward VII had an absolutely rotten time trying to justify the relationship, especially in the light of Jersey Lily's husband, who lost in turn his wife, his money, and his reputation, and went whence we do not know whither, I should have said. Jersey Lily is the sort of subject on which you long to be interrupted.
Paul Merton, challenge.
Clement's dream has come true.
Right. So that was deviation, talking about being interrupted and not talking about Jersey Lily. So, Paul, you have the subject of Jersey Lily, and there are 21 seconds left starting now.
Well, as Clement said, she was the mistress of Edward VII, and he used to specialise in getting in and out of musicals around the back way. There's a place in Islington where there's a pine shop opposite the road from where there used to be a big, big variety there.
Clement, you challenged on the big. Right, 8 seconds, Jersey Lily, starting now.
The interesting...
And Paul, yes.
Well, deviation, he said he didn't want the subject, and then he challenged him. That's surely very devious.
No, it isn't, because in just a minute, you may not want the subject, but you have to keep going on it if you want to play the game, and Clement obviously likes to play the game. 7 seconds, Jersey Lily, Clement, starting now.
One of the interesting things about Jersey Lily was she used to be paid 60% of the total box office take. She was that...
So, Clement Freud gained the extra point, speaking as the whistle went, and others in the round. He has increased his lead. Paul Merton, your turn to begin. The subject, keeping mum. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Nicholas Parsons once told me that he liked to dress up in leather, wander around Piccadilly Circus, shouting at the top of his voice, "Who wants to be naughty with a pensioner?" Now... He told me this in strict secrecy, and I said, well, of course I will keep mum.
Julian Carey, challenge.
Oh, I felt sorry for you. That's very deviant, isn't it?
It is very, very deviant, yes. And it's certainly incorrect, so it must be deviant. 45 seconds.
It brings a smile to your face when you start thinking about it, though, doesn't it?
Have you got the leather gear with you here in Jersey? We'll go out later if you like.
Julian, 45 seconds with you, keeping mum starting now.
I keep my mum in a home for the bewildered. Twice a week I have a cleaner come round and her mum sleeps on the...
For a challenge.
Hesitation.
Clement, a correct challenge, 23 seconds, keeping mum starting now.
I would recommend that you go to a tax haven like Jersey or Guernsey, Panama, the Cayman Islands, and set up a veritable trust fund, redeemable and full of interest, so that your mother will be paid regular sums of money on quarter days, which are, as you probably know, June the 24th.
Well, Clement Freud has now increased his lead, and Julian Clary, Derek Nimmo and Paul Merton are almost equal in second place. Derek Nimmo, Adonis is the subject. Will you tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now?
Adonis was the beloved of Aphrodite, who rose from the sea offshore at Paphos in Cyprus, known by the Greeks as, or rather Romans, can believe it, as Venus. You see, it's rather nice to think about that. And poor old fellow, he was killed by... What?
Julian Challenge.
He hesitated.
Yes, and the poor... Julian. I interpret that as hesitation, Julian. 43 seconds are available on Adonis, starting now.
Adonis is a gay club in Blackpool. It costs £6 to get in, although it's £5 on a Wednesday. £3.50 if you're a student. I've been to Adonis regularly, and the music there is marvellous. You can really get down to it on the floor, which is what I do. I dress in leather, and I've got...
Paul Merton challenge. Paul, I agree with the challenge. 19 seconds available. Adonis starting now.
Nicholas Parsons is the finest Adonis that Britain's ever produced. He may be an OAP. He may be past it. He may be senile. He may be all these things. I don't care.
Clement Freud challenge. I don't know why. I have a system of little lights in front of me which tell me who is challenged first. On that occasion, all the lights went off. But, Clements, yours came on first.
Four maybes.
Oh, I know. What a pity. Right. So, there we are. 9 seconds with you, Clement, on Adonis, starting now.
It was not until I heard Julian Clary's definition that it occurred to me that Adonis is an anagram of any sod, provided you...
I don't know why you're clapping that, but Clement Freud kept going to the whistle went and has increased his lead even further. But Paul Merton, Derek Nimmo and Julian Clary are definitely equal in second place, but only a few points behind. Julian, your turn to begin. The subject, genius.
Genius is anyone who has attained a certain level of excellence in their chosen field. Gazza, for example, is a genius at football. In the bedroom department, I think Rumbelows are the genius that we must look to. It's very difficult to say. There are certain tests that you can take to establish whether or not you are a genius. But who sets these papers? That's what I want to know. No one can tell me. I've inquired. I've been onto directory inquiries saying I want to know how to become a genius. I said, well, I can't help you. Have you tried Yellow Pages? Well, I looked it up under G, genius, G, string, Guernsey, Guernsey, Gertie. She might be able to help you.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of Guernsey.
14 seconds with you, Paul, on genius starting now.
I think it's very much an overused word. You hear about some disc jockey who is described as a genius because he manages to talk for 30 seconds between playing records. And I think the actual term genius could be applied...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of think.
Yes, I think genius. Quite a tough challenge, but it's a correct one. Derek, you've got him with 1 second to go on genius starting now.
Oscar Wilde was for me...
Clement Freud still in the lead. Derek Nimmo has moved 1 point ahead of Julian Clary and Paul Merton, who equal in third place. And the next round is to be the last round, because we're running out of time, which is sad. Is it sad? You don't sound as you care less.
Quite a few people don't find it sad at all.
Oh, well, they should have paid.
It'd be even sadder.
Clement Freud, will you take the next round? Teams, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
If you come from the West Country or went to school there, as did I, teams instantly bring up Plymouth Argyle, Torquay United, Exeter City, and as you leave London to go in the westerly direction in which my education was purchased by my parents...
Julian Clary challenge.
Deviation, we don't want to know about his education.
So you think his education is deviating from the subject of teams?
I do.
Right. All right. It's the last round. There are 40 seconds left. We want to hear from you. Teams is a subject starting now.
Teams is a gay club in Brighton. I've been there on many occasions. In fact, I've got a season ticket. This club particularly, because it's got
a daring challenge.
We didn't repeat club, unfortunately, but I want to know when Nicholas Parsons was with you.
He was driving the coach.
I have to make a living somehow on what they pay me. Derek, you have a correct challenge. You have 26 seconds. Teams starting now.
Teams is a club in Hobart in Tasmania, otherwise known as Van Diemen's Land, where all the footballers, and they play Australian rules, foregather. A great multitude of real men who are sitting there with these funny balls which they use for this game. It is actually, if you've been to a Launceston, you will find there is a branch of the same establishment that's opened there quite recently.
Well, as I said before, that was to be the last round. We have no more time, so let me tell you what the final point situation was. All contributing admirably. Paul Merton and Julian Clary were equal in third place, but they were only 3 points behind Derek Nimmo, and he was 3 points behind our leader, Clement Freud. So we say this week, Clement Freud is the winner. I know some listeners are more interested in the points than the contribution. Most of us love the contribution, and we've had magnificent contribution this week from Paul Merton, Julian Clary, Clement Freud, and Derek Nimmo. We thank them deeply. We also thank Elaine Wigley, who's been keeping the score. She's also been keeping the stopwatch going for me. Also, Ian Messiter, who created the game. Many thanks to you, Ian, and Jobson, who organizes and produces the show. From all of them, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for tuning in. Thank our audience here in Jersey for attending. We've enjoyed the whole experience. We hope you will tune again, listeners, the next time we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us, goodbye.